Let's talk about practice and as well as OTAs, mini camp. And you seeing that the DB room, of course, you see, well, this guy not in the DB room. A mixture. I think this Malik Hooker. We have Carson's right here. And then we have Overshawn and D. Winters all in the same building or room, as I say. And hopefully these guys can continue to excel and grow. And speaking of that, you know, you seeing the tight end Jake Ferguson on his spot right there, and Dak Prescott about to launch him the ball. Hopefully Fur can stand tall with it for the 2026 season and do better than what he did last season. By the way, this is Dak to Ferg, hopefully, and he catches it. Shout out to the offense. And Dak, we just need for him to continue to do the same thing he did last season. Just continue to stack good days on top of each other and get things moving and grooving. And when we start talking about these type of things, that's my guy, my brother, Trayshawn Holden out there with number 80. And then you see PJ Locke on him, and that's going to be locked down, get down. But Holden, he's my dark horse. Be mindful. Holden is going to stand tall with it. I know Coach said today that the best way to make this team all together will be special teams, and he can do that as well. But nosing the ball, kicking the ball, and everything is what Brandon Aubrey do. He knows ball, right? And shout out to him. Shout out to him. That one of the highest paid kickers in the National Football League. You're seeing 42-0, and you seeing 55, keeping it live out there. Can't wait to see Barham do his thing and get things moving and grooving. And one of the things that I'm looking at, Overshawn, no sleeves, none on the knees. So if Overshawn can continue to excel, grow, and get things going the best way possible, this defense, my goodness. And think about the linebacking core from one year to the next. Whoa, we can really change some things around. And the other part of the front seven, the big boys down inside, you see Quinnen, you see Kenny Clark, and then you see Jonathan Bullard, I believe that's him. Now that wall right there, we need that wall to be a wall that move things and get things going and penetrate, get upfield, get to the quarterback or stop the run. And as long as 92, 97, and 98 get that thing straight, we should be able to do those things. By the way, and Forte and Malik, is that Bell and Malik? Yes, those visors go hard. I like what I'm seeing. By the way, continue to excel, grow, and get things going the best way possible. They're my dogs right there. Hopefully everything works its way out for the 2026 season. And let that be the reason why these boys continue to excel, grow. Remember, this is a family. And these guys right here got to stand tall with it. Now, with that being said, we do understand the whole situation and scenario with Marquise Bell. Hopefully, he can get everything straight for the 2026 season and fight for a spot on his team and get things moving and grooving with this new administration on the defensive side of the coin. More and more defensive guys here. Hopefully these guys can stand tall with it. Everybody out there in the sun and getting things going. This team looks sharp. I can tell you that. We look sharp out there, baby. And let's get things going. That's the linebacker coach. But speaking of coaching, 55, Barham, they're going to utilize him everywhere. One thing I do like what I'm hearing is the man is an animal. 0 to 1,000 all day long. So we get that on our side. We can finally have a thumper, someone that can be willing to lay people out like Family Guy. I like that. So let's continue to grow and excel that. I love it all together when we really think about what defense is needing. And speaking of needing, we need pass rush. How do you guys feel about the Cowboys pass rush and the Cowboys defense in general? Put on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, in the comment box. Let me know how y'all feel collectively, because you can change within a year. No one had Seattle Seahawks going all the way to the big dance. And I'm not saying we going, but I'm just saying in general, no one's had the Patriots doing what they did last season. So a lot of things can change. All we need is solid defense, by the way, and continue to push things out like this sled over here, continue to move things and get things. And this is the offense with the white colors. I love it. Love what I'm seeing here all together. And then you see Mears. That got to be Mears Live. What you doing, dog? I heard nothing but great news about you earlier today. So continue to excel and get things going. But, hey, that trig. I know that's trig right there. Throw it up. Let's see if he can catch it, pull it up out of the sky, get things going the best way possible, Cowboys Nation. And on top of that, high point the ball. It's almost like looking like it's an INT. Is that Carson? Y'all let me know who that is on the defensive side. Could be, that could be Carson. And I'm hearing good stuff about him. I'm hearing good stuff, but we need to see good stuff. And then even after the first 1 or 2 weeks in Oxnard, we need to also see it in the preseason, believe it or not, because we don't want to be Kyir Elam, who did unbelievable all the way through Oxnard. And when it was time to play in the real game, boy, folded like a lawn chair, didn't he? So it's a long wait and see. That's that little like Schoonmaker and it little like 57. That's my guy, Malachi Law, got the good angle on him. Yeah, you're going to force him out of bounds, force the fumble, and all of that good stuff. I like that. Yes, indeed. Strike, hit, see, hit, and get things going. Even offensive guys got to do it, especially if you're trying to make this team on a special team. Sam Howell, boy, how tables turned, right? Who's old enough to remember, especially if you've been following this channel, on how my guy Louis T thought that Sam Howell was the next Pat Money Mahomes? Well, as long as he can raise the bottom area of this team, especially some of those wide receivers that need to make this team, and now you got somebody that can throw the ball to them, I'll take it. Howell is not that bad, by the way. I like him. He got a lot of backup experiences on his team. Can't wait to see what he's going to do during this offseason. Speaking of Agent Zero, don't that look clean? Just sharp. Not too much, not too fancy with it. It's just cool that the Cowboys got the dopest colors in the National Football League. Just, we don't even try hard, right? Boy, we could do a lot of other things with our jersey colors and all of that, but we keep it plain and simple, and that just looks sharp for what it is. I like it. And we're seeing 51 wide, man. That boy wide earth over there, you know. Instead of big back, that boy got a wide back. Boy, wide. These boys wide. So they got to be on the O-line protecting the quarterback and just mauling through stuff. I'm looking for maulers. Hopefully these guys can continue to be maulers and ballers. And we know Cooper Beebe, he just, for what it is, he always do his thing, man. I like what I'm seeing out of him. And going into another year of greatness, I can't wait to see that. And keep everything inside. Look at that O-line. Can't get around the boys. And they already doing physical contact. I love it, man. Come on, Cowboys. Yes, I know it's voluntary, not mandatory, but I love what I'm seeing. And speaking of that, more. This kid right here, from the time he was drafted until now, he done picked up some weight, man, because he was frail. I could have sworn I saw him only being and looking like he need a sandwich or something. But now I'm seeing definition and arms. He's already getting bigger than what he was when he was drafted. So, hey, keep it up, man. He's a good size. Hopefully things can work out good and get things moving and grooving. And then you seeing him at first 48 out there on the field. Let's see what these boys can do, Cowboys Nation. And speaking of that, I got a specialized 38. That is my guy, AC, Elijah Clark, and 32 reasons to be out there as well, running their drills, getting things going. And I love what I'm seeing out of these boys. Be mindful that we gonna have some guys out here that's going to show up and show out a whole lot better than what we've seen in the previous years. And let's continue to grind the shine. Ferg, don't drop that ball. Knows it a little bit better, man. But that's Coach leading the troops and letting everybody know that I'm going to take y'all out to eat. I'm going to get to know y'all. I'm going to know how tall you are. I'm going to know what's your favorite food and all of these things. But we're gonna chit-chat and talk. But at the end of the day, I want the result. to do the real walking, right? And Coach is just doing his thing. Shout out to Coach Schottenheimer. You see a few of the guys back there. You see Mears in the sun. And you see my guy, Shamar James. So let's see if these guys can continue to excel, grow, and be better than what they were the previous year. And let's get things going the best way possible. That's all the time that I have for this moment. Post me your thoughts. Post me your concerns all together. And on a scale of 1 to 10 on defense, leave me that. And on a scale of 1 to 10 on how you feel about the offense, leave me that as well. That's all the time that I have for this moment. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing but the best. I wonder how many times I said time. Y'all post that down too below. DC for life, not for short. Peace.